Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I've handled a lot of traffic tickets for people. People call me up. They say, Steve, I got a traffic ticket. I say, I can help you with that. We go to court. I can often get the ticket reduced. And it turns out that a lot of people who call me actually may have been doing what they're accused of doing. So we get the ticket reduced, maybe get the points removed, something like that. And then we walk up to the court clerk and they pay the clerk the fine for the reduced charge. And as we're walking out, I always give them one last bit of advice. Now I say, hang on to that receipt. Hang on to that receipt. And clients often look at me and go, why? If you walk into a store and you buy a product, you hang on to the receipt, right? But why would you hang on to a receipt for a traffic ticket? Are you going to return it if it's defective? You know, and I always say, well, no, this could happen to you. So this is a story, and I've heard of this before, but this is the most recent one. Doug sent me this from CTV News out of Toronto. Ontario woman has driver's license suspended because of a 16-year-old ticket. The ticket was 16 years old. This ticket is old enough to drive. Pat Ferran, the consumer alert video journalist for CTV News Toronto, wrote the story. A woman from Ontario said she received a letter in February of last year that showed her driver's license had been suspended, but she had no idea why. I was completely shocked. I had no idea something like this was even possible, she told the news channel. She said when she finally got into traffic court last September, so it took her 7 months to get into court. When she got into traffic court in September to deal with the issue, she found out her license had been suspended because of a traffic ticket from 16 years ago. She's been dealing with this for more than a year now because of massive delays at Service Ontario due to the COVID-19 pandemic. After checking the system, they said I had a 16-year-old ticket that I had been to court for, but the police officer did not show up and the ticket was tossed out by the judge in 2004. So she was in court in 2004. She remembers that now, but the ticket got thrown out, she thought. But apparently there was a mix-up somewhere, and we know what happened. So she's now decided to simply pay the fine of $159 just to get her license back. And then after she did that, she went to Service Ontario to get her license plate sticker. And she says, I went to Service Ontario to get my sticker, and they gave me a sticker and said I didn't have to pay any reinstatement fees. So she's like, okay, it cost me $159. It cost me some hassle because it shouldn't have happened that way. But we're good to go, right? Well, she then got a letter from her insurance company. And this is the quote. The driver has been deleted from this policy due to their unlicensed driver status. Please send proof of license reinstatement. So this driver's license suspension had worked its way through the system, and the insurance company found out and canceled her policy, or canceled her from the policy at least. So she was told to provide proof that her license had been reinstated by the end of April 2021, or her insurance would be canceled altogether. I would like to have my driver's license reinstated, and I don't feel I should face any penalties for this ticket, which is 16 years old and had been thrown out by the court system. When CTV News Toronto reached out to Ontario Ministry of Transportation about the issue, a spokesperson said an unpaid fine suspension comes with a reinstatement fee of $281. A driver's license will not be issued until both fines and fee are paid in full, the spokesperson said. Now, the woman here says that's not fair because she'll now have to pay the fee or risk losing her insurance coverage. And again, this is all caused by a mistake at the government, not on her part. The Transportation Ministry has been going back further and further searching for unpaid tickets. And if you have an old ticket you haven't paid or you thought was dealt with, you could also be getting a letter. So if you do, Mr. Ferran says, try to deal with it right away. And so she goes to court in 2004. Long time ago, 2004. She goes to court in 2004 for a ticket. The police officer does not show up. Now, some courts will adjourn that to give the officer a chance to show up. Depends what court you're in. But if the officer does not show up, doesn't give a reason, you're there, a lot of judges will go, you know something? Throw the ticket out. So when they do that, they will generate a document that says that. You need to get a copy of that document because obviously the ticket gets thrown out. You're not paying any fines or costs. You're just leaving. And I've seen people and I've heard of people who heard that news, turned around and walked out. I'm a free person. I get to walk away from this. Beautiful. I'm happy. Yeah, you're happy. But you have to understand, and I've talked about this before, courthouses are buildings. Courts are systems. But what they're really run by is people. There's people in the courthouse. There's judges, there's bailiffs, there's clerks. And these people all have jobs to do, and they don't always do their jobs perfectly. Mistakes get made because humans make mistakes. So when a judge calls a case, the clerk hands a file to the judge. Case gets called. Judge opens the file up, and it's often just a, you know, typical little folder, the stuff stapled into it. And the judge will handwrite notes, very, very primitive, handwrite notes. And I've actually had it before where a judge is writing in a whole bunch of stuff, and he's writing stuff out. I've actually had it before where the judge makes a ruling, scribbles something in the file, closes the file up. Mr. Leto, take this to the clerk. I then take it up to the clerk with my client. I've actually had a clerk open it up and go, what does that say? They can't read the judge's writing. They work there. They can't read his writing or her writing. So I'll often say, oh, the judge said, and I'll try to figure out exactly how the judge wrote it out, that will comport with what I heard. So I'll say, oh, that's a such and such a fine, and this dismissed, this reinstated, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And they, oh, okay. And then they type that into the system. And that's often where the disconnect happens, because the judge in the courtroom is on the bench and is hearing cases. And each case that comes across the bench is a file. And the file gets opened. Judge hears a case. Judge makes a ruling, scribbles it in the folder, closes the folder back up, and either gives it to the attorney to take up front or gives it to the bailiff or the clerk or somebody to take up front. And the court clerk that is with that judge, that judge's clerk, is usually not the person, at least in the courts I spend a lot of time in, is not the person who types it into the system. It gets typed into the system by a clerk someplace else in the building who wasn't there. So they're going off of how well they can interpret the chicken scratch made by the judge on the bench. And I've seen them make mistakes. I've had it before where the person, the judge goes, that'll be a $200 fine. And we walk out front, the clerk goes, that'll be $500. And they go, no, it's $200. They go, oh, you're right, it's $200. And they just, so humans can make mistakes. And so I suspect what happened here was this woman goes to court, cop doesn't show up, judge calls the case. Judge probably turns to the clerk and says, have you heard from Officer so-and-so? No? Ma'am, it's your lucky day. You're free to go. Case dismissed. Bam. And then the judge writes something in the file, closes the file up, hands it to a clerk. Somehow that notation didn't make it the system properly. It happens. It happens. And unfortunately, once it gets put into the system wrongly, the system, which, although it's controlled and maintained by humans, is a bunch of computers. And so something got typed in saying, oh, this person didn't show up. Then that probably becomes a default. And then it's hanging out there. Now, I'm not sure how this would work in Canada, but in America, most states, if you've got an unpaid ticket out there, it'll get linked to your driver's license. So when you go in to renew your driver's license, you're going to get flagged. It's going to say there's an outstanding ticket. You need to resolve this ticket before you can get your driver's license. So I don't know how it works in Canada that she managed to keep driving for 16 years while there was supposedly on her record an unpaid ticket that resulted in a license suspension. So I know they said something about digging through old systems and files and folders and so on, looking for unpaid and unresolved tickets. But I would have thought that in 2004 they'd have some kind of computer system. Computers have been around for a little while now. But it's a scary concept. Now, you might say, and the more astute viewers in my audience, which, by the way, you're all so astute, but the most astute viewers in my audience are going to say, but Steve, would she really have saved that thing for 16 years, that receipt you talked about? Probably not. I'll admit that. But what I'm saying is I've actually had someone tell me that we went to court, we handled something, and a couple months later, they're driving along and they got pulled over. Do you know why I pulled you over? No. Okay, you've got an unpaid ticket or a bench warrant or something, and it arises from a hearing you didn't attend earlier this year. And I've actually had a client tell me that he had it in his wallet and says, sir, I don't know how that happened. Got it right here. Police officer looks at it, goes, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to suggest you go to that court tomorrow morning and get this straightened out. And I get the phone call, says, I'm at court. Let me tell you what happened. And quite often, when you go back up to the court clerk with the receipt saying, I was here and I paid this money. How could I have paid this money? Why would you have taken my money if I wasn't here? And they, oh, we made a mistake. We punched in a number wrong. And so, your driver's license number, for instance, might be a really long string of numbers followed by a letter. It might be tied to something else, like a court case number, like a docket number. And if they typed in one digit wrong, maybe they, you know, did it with another file. You know, but like I said, people make mistakes. These things happen. So an Ontario woman right now is having a nightmare going through the system over there because of COVID and because of a 16-year-old ticket that she says she saw get thrown out. But she even agreed to pay $159, but now they want some more money from her. And so it's a crazy story. But like I said, if nothing else from today's video, you learn this. If you get a ticket and you go to court and you take care of it, if they give you paperwork, hang on to it. Doug, sending me thanks a lot. CTV News out of Toronto. Ontario woman has driver's license suspended because of a 16-year-old ticket. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Let us not look back in anger, nor forward in fear, but around in awareness.